United States Senator is the privilege of a lifetime. From growing up and working on my family's farm in rural southwest Iowa to more than two decades of leadership in the U.S. Army Reserves and Iowa Army National Guard, where I deployed in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom, to my work as Montgomery County Auditor, State Senator, and now as your United States Senator. It has been an honor to dedicate my life to the service of our great state and country. Having been raised in a family who has given me so much love and support, now, as our family ages and grows, it's my time for me to give back to them. After a tremendous amount of prayer and reflection, I will not be seeking re-election in 2026. This was no easy decision. I love my state and country. It's the very reason why I decided to wear our nation's uniform and run for elected office in the first place. I never imagined this farm girl would have the opportunity to serve as a lieutenant colonel and then a United States senator. Only in America and by the grace of God. 11 years ago, Iowans elected me as the first female combat veteran to the U.S. Senate. And they did so with a mission in mind, to make Washington squeal. And I'm proud to say we have delivered. We've cut waste, fraud, and abuse across the federal government and reined in overburdensome rules and regulations. We've protected the lives of the unborn, prevented violence against women, supported our hardworking farmers, families, and small businesses, honored and fought for our fellow veterans, and strengthen our military and the brave men and women who choose to serve. As a proud Harley rider, you can rest assured I'm not slowing down anytime soon. There is still so much to accomplish before the end of my term, and I'll keep fighting every single day, as I always have, to make Iowans' voices heard loud and clear in the halls of Congress. While this chapter of elected service will soon close, I will always find ways to best serve my community, state, and these great United States of America.